We begin the current daf in Sechtes Nazir, daf Nun Ches. We begin in the bottom of the daf Nun Zayin Mabez, three lines up in the bottom of the Yamad. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, it was introduced first by Shmuel regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, where we wanted to know how out of doubt can the two Naziris, who one of them was Tamei, one of them was not, but the one who said testimony didn't know who became Tamei. So he said out of doubt they bring the Karbanas together, if one was the Tamei, the other one was the Tar, and so on. But where the Gemara's question was, but how do they cut their hairs on day 30 and then again on day 60, where the Nazir has to cut off all the hair on his head and then that's going to be cutting off the payas too? And out of doubt, you shouldn't cut off the payas. And that Shmuel answered, it's talking by a woman or a minor. And the Gemara proved from the fact that he didn't say it's talking about an adult. And there's no problem about cutting payas because he's cutting all his hair, not just the sideburns. Obviously, that Hakavas, her color reish, is considered Shema HaKafa. And so too, the other man d'armen that the Gemara brought from Rav Huna, Rav Abahava, hold that HaKafa's kala reish, if you cut off even all the hair of your head, not just from the payas, from the corners of the head, that's going to be a violation of cutting off the payas. Now, that the Gemara says, Leim HaKafa's kala reish tanoihi. The Gemara says, actually, let's say that this is actually Machlikas tanoihim, if cutting off all the hair of the head, not just making what's in front of the ear, to be the same as behind the ear, to go over and cut off the sideburns, that if that's considered by cutting all the hair a violation of payos or not, a machlekes tanoi. The Tanoi brought like within the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk Reishai. Now this was written by the Parsha of Mitzayra, where the Pasuk says that Begilach has called Sa'ari, the Mitzayra has cut off all his hair, and it delineates, it says it's Reishai, the hair on his head, Vezikanai, the hair on his chin, by his beard, Ves Gabas Einav and his eyebrows, Ves Kol Sari Galech, and all the hair on his head he has to cut off. All the hair on his body. Now, on that, the Bryce expounds, what does it mean when it says Raishai? Ma Tamalim, what's that coming to teach? It's seemingly superfluous because it already says you have to cut off all the hair on your body. Obviously, the hair on your head is included. Now, regarding the other seemingly too superfluous terms of Zekanai, the Gemara will later on expound on this coming daf. And regarding Gabas Einav of his eyebrow, elsewhere that's expounded in regards to the context of Klal Prata Klal, where yeah, it says a Klal, all the hair on your body. Then it says a Prat specific of eyebrows, then it says a Klal again, all the hair on the body. To tell you that anything that is like eyebrows, where it means to say that it's an area where hair is gathered together and it's visible to others, so those are the hair on the body that has to be shaved off by the Mitzvah. But now this Bryce is discussing regarding the term of Reishai. What are you saying, the hair on the head, when you already said the hair on the entire body? So on that, the Bryce says, you needed to say, to include something that you would have thought would not cut the hair on his head, even though he's a Mitzvah who has to cut all his body hair. Lefishanem, because it says in the Pasuk, Leisakiva pa'as Reishchem, you should not circumvent, you should not go around to cut off the when giving the haircut, to cut off the corners, the payas of the head. So the Gemara continues on top of Nchesem and Aleph. So Yochalav Mitzarikin, you would think that a Mitzarik would be the same thing, that he cannot cut off all the hair on his head. Now, although it says in the Pasuk, Begilach has called Sa'ar, that he has to cut off all the hair on his body, that would be regarding the rest of the hair of the body. But the hair on the head, specifically that of the payas, the Mitzarik would not be allowed to cut off because there's an Isra of cutting of payas. Tamalei Meroisha, that's why the Torah tells you specifically and delineates cutting off the hair in the head to tell you that the mitzvah of a mitzvah of cutting off all the hair in his body, that positive commandment overrides the negative prohibition of Hakafa of taking and cutting off the payas. That's why we have to say Reisha. That's one Brisa. Now, Betani Idach, but there's another Brisa that expounds Reisha Matamalayma in a different way. It expounds what is the term his hair on his head coming to include when it talks about the mitzvah again, as we said in the first Brisa, if we already know it from it says, Kol Sa'ara, all the hair on his body. So, Lafisha Nemagabe Nazir. So this Braisa references that what the positive commandment of Giluach Mitzvah is overriding is not like the first Braisa said regarding the Isser of cutting off payas, but regarding a different violation, because it says by a Nazir, Tar lo yava al roisha, a Nazir is not allowed to put a razor on his head. He's not allowed to cut off any hair during his Naziris. So Yochalaf of Nazir Mitzvah, can you think the same thing would apply if a Nazir became a Mitzvah? Let's say during his Naziris he gets Saras. You would think, although the Mitzvah says that he has to cut off all the hair on his body, but since he's a Nazir, he wouldn't cut off the hair on his head, so cut off the rest of the hair on the body. But not on the head, where a Nazir is forbidden to cut off the hair on his head. That's why, according to this second brayse, it says Roisha that no, the Metzorah always cuts off the hair on his head, even when he is a Nazir. So that says the Gemara, my love Tanoi. Seemingly, that this is the Machlokes Tanoim between these two brayses as follows. Leman Dama Min Nazir, according to the second brayse, that learns out that what is Roisha coming to include? We already said you cut off all the hair on the body. Why are we saying it seemingly redundant to say that you cut off the hair on the head? So he says it's to include that even the Nazir, who is a Mitzvah, would cut off the hair on his head. Now, obviously, that Tana Ksavar he holds, Hakavas Kala Roish Loish Mahakafa, obviously he holds that cutting off all the hair on the head would not be a violation of cutting off payas. Now, therefore, we didn't need the word Roisha, according to the second Brisa, to include that as if the regular Mitzvah would be violating something to say that he's allowed to do that because the Mitzvah, say, of Geluch Mitzvah overrides that because there is no Hakafas payas when you cut off all the hair on the head. And therefore, so what does Roisha come to teach? That's why the second Brisa says it comes to teach regarding Mitzvah that's also a Nazir. Where there's a negative prohibition of layaver, then I'll take off the hair. And also actually a positive commandment of gidul pera, of growing the hair. So therefore, v'chiasa cross, so what comes out is, according to the Tana of the second Brisa, when the pasuk is coming specifically and adding on somewhat halacha of the word roishai, is coming to say that lemitchi, that the positive commandment of a mitzvah to cut of his hair, that overrides esloisasevasei, the negative commandment and the positive commandment of another to grow his hair and not have his hair cut. Now, and the reason being is because he can't learn it regarding just the loisa say of hakaf asaroish, like the first brisa held, because he holds that there is no isra of hakaf asaroish when you're cutting off all the hair on the head. So it must be teaching regarding a different halacha. What halacha would that be? Oh, who else is not allowed to cut off the hair on his head? It's nazir. And the nazir, we're saying that it could the assay of Giluach HaMetzayr will be doich alois assay v'assay of Naziris. Now, v'idach, by the time of the first Braisa Sabah, he held obviously HaKavas Kalareish Mahakafa, that cutting off all the hair on the head is still a violation of cutting off payas. So you also cut off the hair on your head, big deal, but you cut off payas. And therefore, v'chiasa krowa comes out according to the first Braisa, when the pasuk of Reisha Mitzayr is coming to include, is l'mitchi lav grade, that is only telling you that you could override a negative prohibition, which is that of HaKavas payas. Now, since you need to have a pasuk to override the negative prohibition of cutting payas, because he holds that even if you cut off all the hair on your head, but if you're also cutting off the payas, you're violating the isser. So that's why the Tana of the first brisa can't say like the Tana of the second brisa to say that, oh, we learn from Rosh Hashanah even a bigger chiddush, a bigger novelty, that the positive commandment, one mitzvah saseh, of the mitzvah cutting of his hair could override something that has a negative prohibition and a positive commandment, specifically a nazir cutting of his hair. You can't say that, because you always say the lesser chiddush that's inherent in the extra word of roishai. So therefore, seemingly that's the machlokes tanoim. If you say hakafa zoroish, shema hakafa or not. Tana, the first bais held that it is a violation, and that's why the pasuk has to teach you that it could still override that iser, but not necessarily even a bigger chiddush of a loisase vase of nazir. Whereas the Tana, the second bais held that there is no iser. So you don't need Rashi to teach you that you cut off all the hair on your head. If you're cutting off all the hair on the head, you're not violating the Isra of Payas. That's only when you leave the rest of the hair on the head. So what is the word Rashi coming to teach? Must be coming to teach a different halacha, that of a Nazir Mitzayra, that's a lot of cut off his hair, even though there's a Laisa Sevase. On that, Amarava, he says no. No Rai, that's a Machlekes Tanoim. The Kula Alma HaKavas Kala Rosh Loisha Ma'akava. Actually, the Tana of both Brises could hold that cutting off all the hair on the head is not considered a violation of the Isra of cutting off payas. Now, v'chiyas across, so therefore then, according to the Tana of the first Brisa, then what do you need a pasuk for to teach you regarding Hakafa, if anyways, he has to cut off all the hair on his head? So why are you saying that, oh, and there's a lot of, do it, even though there's Isra lois akifu? What do you mean? You're saying everyone agrees, even the Tana of the first Brisa, that there is no Isra lois akifu when you cut off all the hair on the head, which is what he's doing. It's talking about specifically Kegoyin Shehikiv, where first, he only cut off the sideburns, and he made it equal what's in front of the ear, over the top of the ear, around, and then Ulubisoyv Gilach, and then only later did he then cut off all the hair on his head. Now, the understanding of this is as follows. Kivin de ilu galche b'chad zim loy mechayev, since that if he would go ahead and cut off the entire hair on his head at one time, even if he wasn't the Mitzayra, meaning even a regular person would go off and cut up all the hair on his head at one time, he wouldn't be liable. And the reason being is because we're explaining that everyone holds HaKavas Kalaresh Loishma HaKafa. It's not considered a violation of this or cutting off the payas. So, Kihikev Ulebesev Gilev, so when he actually does first cut off the payas, and then cuts off all of the hair on his head, Namir Lemechayev, then that's what the Pasuk by the Parsha Metzayah of Rashi is coming to teach you, that it will be Daicha the Isser of Leis Sakifu. In other words, yes, generally just cutting off your payas, even if 10 minutes later you cut off all the hair in the head, but you cut off your payas then. So that is a violation. What the Pasuk of Rashi is coming to teach you is, you're right, if you did it all at one time, everyone holds, you wouldn't be violating anything. So why is the Tanya of the first Brisa say that Rashi is coming to include that you're not going to be violating the Isser of Leis Sakifu? It's talking about if you did it in stages. You first only cut off the payas. Now, that's a violation. Now, but what the pasuk is teaching you is that since if you would do it at one time, it wouldn't be a violation. So, by mitzayra, when you cut off all your hair, even if you do it in stages, you're also not going to be violating the iser of loisa kiva pasreishchem, where there generally there is an iser because you're doing it in stages. But since if you did it one time, it wouldn't be a problem. And here you have a mitzvah mitzayra to cut off all the hair. So it's not going to be a problem. So therefore, you do need a ribui of Reisha to tell you that you're not going to be violating that Isser, because generally, if you did it in stages, you would be violating that. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Umi Kasav Kra Hachi, is it really true that the Pasuk would be writing the word Reisha to say that even though that he could cut his hair in a permitted way, because you could cut your hair in one shot, and then even a non-Mitzar would not be violating the Isser, as the Gemara is assuming right now, of HaKavas Kalaresh Leishma HaKafa, and the Pasuk is coming to say, oh, from Reishai, but that you're permitted to cut it in a way that's forbidden, to do it in stages, where generally that would be violating Leish Kifu, and that was saying, oh, Mitzayra, you're right, you could do it in a permitted way, because if you cut in one shot, which you have to cut off all the hair anyway, everyone's allowed to do that, but you could do it even in stages. And that the Gemara asks, but Vamer Shlokesh, Shlokesh says that there is no such thing, because he says, whenever you come to a place where you have a positive commandment contradicting a negative violation. So he says, if you could fulfill both, meaning there's a way to do the positive commandment that won't be violating the negative prohibition, that's the ideal. But if it's not possible to do the positive commandment unless you're violating negative prohibition, then you have then the positive commandment comes and overrides the negative prohibition. So ask the Gemara, how could you tell me that Reishtei by Mitzvah is coming to include, according to the Tanya of the first Brisa, that although if you did it in one shot, there wouldn't be any Isser, but we're saying that even if you do it in two shots, you first do cutting off the pace, and then you would cut off the rest of the hair that is permitted. But Rosh Lakish says, you never say such a thing. If there's a way to fulfill the positive commandment, in this case, cutting off all the hair of the Mitzvah on his head, there's a way to do it in a permitted way, not to violate the negative prohibition of cutting off the payas, the Tai would not come to tell you that you could do it in that way. So how could you say that's what Rashi is coming to teach at the time of the first Brisa? Must be because he holds that it covers Kala Rosh Ishma HaKafa, and therefore it is Machlokes Tanoim. So if the Gemara says, Ella, rather, we could still say, like Rabbi wanted to say, that it's not necessarily Machlokes Tanoim, but to the contrary, the Kuli Alma HaKavas Kala Rosh Shuma HaKafa, actually that both Brises hold, that cutting off all the hair at one shot would be still be violating the Isra of cutting off the payas. Now, so that makes sense regarding the Tanya of the first Brisa. That's why you need Roshet to say that you could still cut off all the hair in the head, although you are violating the Isra of cutting off the payas. But the mitzvah to say of Mitzayra is Deicha the Leisa say of cutting off the payas. But then, Uman de Mukim Lekro Lemitri Leisa Baaseh, but then the question then becomes, according to the Tanya of the second Brisa, where he's learning up from the word Roshet to tell you that it's somewhat a Nazir Mitzayra, that you could actually override not only the negative violation, let's say, of cutting of payas, but even when there's a violation and a positive commandment, which is the case by a nazir, that he's based on a negative prohibition, he's not allowed to cut off his hair, and there's a positive commandment to grow the hair. The question is, according to the Tanya of the second Brisa, lav grei de menale, where does he know that a mitzayra could that asay is doichalois asay, that a positive commandment could override just a negative prohibition, whereas the Rush explains the Gemara's question. That is, if the Tanna, the second Brisa, didn't have a source from elsewhere in the Torah that a positive commandment could override a negative prohibition, which, of course, a Mitzayra, cutting off his payas would be included in that, because his positive commandment of cutting off all the hair on his head and his body overrides a negative prohibition of cutting off payas, he would not have said that Reisha is coming to say, even a bigger novelty, that the positive commandment of Mitzvah could override a negative prohibition and the positive commandment. Because if you have no source, even just for a negative prohibition, you would first have to say that Reisha is including, as the first Brisa says, for the just a negative prohibition of cutting off the payas. Who tells you that Reisha is including even a bigger chiddush of Leisa Sebasei in the case of a Nazar? So must be he knows that from somewhere else. So where does he know that from? Therefore, he doesn't need Reisha to tell you just the Isser of Lav of payas. Rather, it's coming to teach you even the Leisa Sebasei. So that the Gemara says, Yalef Megidilim. He learns it from a pasuk in Devarim that talks about the mitzvah making the strings of the tzitzis. Dama Krowe, the pasuk before that says, Leisil Bashatnes. One is not allowed to wear a forbidden mixture of wool and linen. Now, Betanya learned the Braisa, Leisil Bashatnes. The pasuk says, you're not allowed to wear shatnes. Then the next pasuk says, Leisil, that it says, Gedilim Taslach, which tells you from the Smichas HaPsukim, from the fact that they're near each other, HaGedilim Taslach Mehem. But making of tzitzis, you could make from them, meaning from shatnes, where he learns out from that pasuk that the asay of gedilim taslach overrides the negative prohibition of leisil b'shatnes. So you already have a source for asay d'chaleisase. Positive commandment of tzitzis overrides negative prohibition of shatnes. So therefore, what does Reisha come to tell you by the haircutting of the mitzara? Must be to tell you even the bigger chiddush. Not only like we know in Kol HaTorah Kula Asei D'Chaleisase, where of course then the Mitzayra could cut off his payas, but it tells you even the Leisase Vasei, that of a Nazir, where there's a negative prohibition and a positive commandment. Now the Gemara asks, Uman de Nafkele, now according to the Tana, the first Braisa, that he learns out Asei D'Chaleisase Mireishai, from the fact that it says his hair on his head by Mitzayra, that it could cut off his payas. The question is, my time aloy nafkale megedilim. Why doesn't he learn like obviously the Tana, the second Braisa learns from gedilim, where instead of learning from saying that he could wear tzitzis even though they're shatnes, he learns it out from Reisha to tell you that you could override just a negative prohibition. Why? Let him learn it from gedilim taslach, and then he could learn like the Tana, the second Braisa, that so what does Reisha come to teach you? It's come to teach you that the positive commandment of the Mitzvah even overrides aloysa sevase, that of Nazir. So Amalach Latana, the first Braisa, would tell you as follows. No, that actually Gedilim Taslach is not telling you Asei Dechaloisase. We don't know that from there. We know that as the time of the first Braisa, it teaches it from Reishai by Mitzayra, that it overrides the Loisase of cutting off the payas. But Gedilim Taslach teaches you something else. The Rav Rami, because Rav had posed the following contradiction. On the one hand, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof, that they should place on the corners of their garments, it says a pasil, that they should put a string. Now that sounds like, from the words of the pasuk by the tzitzis hakonav, it sounds like min konav, that the tzitzis strings should be from the same type as the garment, as the corner of the garment itself. That's what the pasil, the tzitzis string should be made out of. Pasil tcheles, and that you should also have a string of tcheles of the blue wool. Now, so that sounds like that whatever the garment is made out of, the tzitzis have to be made out of. On the other end, there's another pasuk that says, Semer'u pishtim yachdov, that where it talks about the prohibition of klayim, of forbidden mixtures of wool and linen. And then the pasuk says, Gedilim taslach, as we quoted before, that you should make tzitzis. Now that sounds like that you should make tzitzis out of what we just mentioned, out of wool and linen. So haketzad. So how do we understand this? Are tzitzis strings supposed to be made out of whatever the garment is made out of? Or are tzitzis strings supposed to be made out of wool and linen? So on that, the answer is, tzemer u'pishtim, from the fact that the pasuk puts tzemer u'pishtim near the pasuk of gedilim, that comes to tell you that wool and linen, pichim, they will exempt a garment, that's a four-cornered garment, bein b'minon, bein shaloi b'minon. Whether the garment is the same type as the tzitzis strings of wool and linen or not. So for example, if let's say wool will exempt even a talus of linen, or if you have silk and linen, will exempt even by wool and linen, meaning that the tzitzis strings, if they're made out of wool and linen, can be used with any type of a garment. Sharminen, but other types of fabric, beminen patron, they will only exempt that if the garment is made out of the same type, shalai b'minan ain't a poitrin, but if it's made out of something else, then it will not exempt, because that's what the understanding of that pasuk is when it says min haknaf, meaning it says that Venosna Tzitzis HaKonav, meaning from the type, what the corner of the garment is, that's what Psil, that's what the Tzitzis string should be. And therefore, a simple understanding what the Tana of the first Brice is saying is, you can't learn out from Gedilim Taslach to tell you that it overrides Tzemer Pishtim to say, I say, Dechalaisa say, because actually it's teaching you a different halacha. It's coming to teach you by having that near the Pasuk of Tzemer Pishtim to say that Tzemer Pishtim couldn't be used as any tzitzis strings for any type of a garment. However, the other pasuk that seemingly is contradictory is telling you, yeah, other types can be used only if the garment's made out of that type, but not for other types of garments. Now, however, the Rush adds a certain level of depth to what the Gemara is explaining over here for the Tana of the first Braisa. What comes out is that what the Tana of the first Braisa is saying is that if we didn't have Reishit to teach you that the positive commandment of Mitzrayim overrides the negative prohibition of cutting off the payas, then we would not have said that the pasuk of Gedilim comes to tell you, like, literally how Rava had said it, because Rava actually does say in his teaching, Asay Dechleis Asay, so you still don't need Roshay. Rather, what it means to say is that the Tana of the first Braisa says, if not for Roshay teaching you Asay Dechleis Asay, we would have learned it similar to how Rava learns it. In other words, we would have said that not that Tzemer Pishtim could be used for any type of garment, because if it could, that means Tzemer Tzitzis, woolen Tzitzis, could be used for Pishtim Begad, meaning for a linen garment, which is Shatnas. And from the fact that you could do that, you already know Asid Dechalei say from Rav already, from Gedilim Taslach, together, that's near the Pasuk of Tzemer Pishtim. So you don't need Reishai. So on that explains the Rush, the time of the first Braisa would have learned that yes, tzemer could be used for tzemer and linen, tzemer and silk, but not for linen. Or let's say linen would work for linen and silk, meaning it would work for other types of garments, but it wouldn't work for wool. And the reason being is because it's not logical to say necessarily that ase is doichalois ase, since you could learn it out in a similar way that doesn't necessarily tell you ase doichalois ase, and we don't find anywhere that ase doichalois ase. That's what the Tana of the first Braisa would hold. But now, explains the Rush, is what the Tana of the first Braisa holds. That the Pasuk already reveals to you, by the extra word Reishai, that the positive commandment of Mitzvah overrides the negative prohibition of Akafas, of cutting off the pay is, even though that you're right, you can't really learn out Aseh Dechaleh Saseh from the whole Torah, from the Parsha of Mitzvah, from the Pasuk there of Reishai, because you could ask that, wait a second, the negative prohibition of cutting off a payas is not such a severe negative prohibition because it's not shavah bakol. It doesn't apply to every single person because women don't have that iser of cutting off payas. But what it does help is that, however, now that we are expounding Gedilim Tasalach, that it would tell you that it overrides the negative prohibition of klaim to tell you that tzemer and pishtim can be used by both linen garments or woolen garments. And from there is where you learn out that aseh is dechalois aseh l'chala terakula. So therefore, again, according to the Tana of the first Braisa, you can't learn out from Gedilim Taslach, because you would use it not to tell you necessarily that it overrides, it would tell you that it's being used for the contradiction that Rava resolves, which tells you that Tzemer Pishtim could be used with any garment, but without Reishai of Mitzayra, says the Tana of the first Braisa, I would have thought that Tzemer works with every garment but Pishtim, and Pishtim works with every garment but doesn't work for Tzemer, because who says Aseh Deichaloi Saseh? It just works with everyone besides what is a negative prohibition. And that he says, now that we know Roshai from Mitzayra, so then we know that the same thing would apply to Tzemer Pishtim by Tzitzis, that yes, Tzemer could be used with Pishtim, and Pishtim could be used with Tzemer, could be used with any type of garment, in contrast to other types of Minin. And from there is where you know Aseh Doichaloi Saseh. Now the Gemara continues explaining regarding each Braisa, the High Tana, the Tana of the first Braisa, the Mapik L'Roshay L'Lav Greid, as we just explained, he uses Roshay to only teach you that you know that the positive commandment of a Mitzvah cutting off all of his hair overrides the negative prohibition of cutting off the payas. So the question is, according to him, where do you know, according to him, that a Mitzvah that's a Nazir could cut off the hair on his head, where, yes, although generally, as we'll see in a moment, that an Asay is not Doicha L'Yisay V'Asay in Kala Terakula. But in the context of Mitzayra, where he has a positive commandment to cut off his hair, how does the Tana, the first Braisa, know that even if he's a Nazir who has a positive commandment and a negative prohibition not to cut off his hair on his head, that the Mitzayra could do it even though there's a Lois Aseh Baseh? Because the Tana, the second Braisa, learns it from Reisha. because he doesn't need to tell you just the negative prohibition of cutting with the payas is allowed, because that you know already from Tzemer Pishnim, from Gedil and Taslach. But the time the first price that uses Reisha to tell you only negative prohibition, where does he know that even if he's a Nazar Mitzayra, he could cut off all his hair? So the Gemara says, Nafkali Mizikana. He learns it out, as we mentioned before, there was three extra terminologies seemingly by Mitzayra. It already says all his hair twice. So why I say it's Reisha is Kanev as Gabas Enav. So Gabas Enav we explained, that's because Kala brought the Klal. Reisha we explained, which is this Machlik between these two prices. Now, but then there's another term of zekanoi, of his beard. Now, so that's where the Tana of the first Brisa learns it out. The Tana, like, learn the Brisa. Zekanoi matama loima, what does the Pasuk come to teach you when it says that the Mitzrayim could cut off the hair on his beard, if it already says he has to cut off all the hair on his body? So on that explains the Brisa, lefishanem, because it says by Kahanim, ufa'as zekanoim loi galechu, that the corners of their beards are not let to shave off. Now, Yochalav Kohen Mitzrayim, and you would think the same thing applies, that even if the Kohen is a Mitzrayim, who the Mitzrayim has a positive commandment to cut off all the hair in his body, that yes, the rest of the hair in the body, but not the corners of his beard, because since he's a Kohen and the Kohen is not cut off the corner of his beards, same thing would apply even if he's a Mitzrayim. Tamalayim is a Kohen, that's what the extra term Zekohen comes to tell you, that even if he's a Kohen, and moreover, a Kohen has both a negative prohibition to cut off, as we just said, and he also has a positive commandment not to cut it off from Kadeshim Tiyu, even so, right, Zekanah is coming to tell you that it will be Daicha, the Leisase Vasei, of a Kohen cutting off the corners of his beard. Now, therefore, that's what the Tanya of the first Brisa says, same thing would apply to the Leisase Vasei of a Nazir being a Mitzayra, who he also has a negative prohibition and a positive commandment of cutting off the hair on his head, Talar Loyaval Reisha in the midst of Gidol Pera. We learn that from Kohen, that even if there's a loisase vase, the positive commandment of Mitzrayim will override that. Now, that the Gemara asks, if so, so according to the Tana of the second Braisa, Uman de mapikle l'roisha laseh v'loisase, he learns out the halach of Nazir Mitzrayim, that even though he's a Nazir, who there's a positive commandment, a negative prohibition of cutting off the hair in his head, the fact that he's a Mitzrayim and he has a positive commandment to cut off all the hair in his body, overrides that, but why does he learn that from Reishai? Leilav mizikanei. He should learn it out like the time the first Braisa just proved, from Zekanoi by the Halach of Kayin. Where just like by Kayin there's a Leisei Baasei and it overrides it, so too Nazir who has a Leisei Baasei, he should learn that from Zekanoi, from the Halachas of Kayin. Why does he need a special limud of Reisha to teach that? And that answers the Gemara, the Tameich, according to your reasoning, that you're saying we should learn it out from the Halach of Kayin, but then I'll prove to you that that's wrong. Because the Kaimelim Ba'alma, we know that in general we hold, as we continue on Talmud Beis, that a positive commandment doesn't override a negative prohibition, a positive commandment. Only aseid bechalaisasei. When there's a positive commandment going up against a negative prohibition and a positive commandment, it doesn't override that halacha. But then the question is, leilif mikoyin de dachi. What do you mean? Why don't you learn that out from Kayin by Mitzayra, where we see that the positive commandment of Mitzayra cutting off all his body here overrides a loisevasei of a Kayin cutting off the corners of his beard? Why don't you learn that from there that you see Asid Bechaleisei Basei? Hel Mekoyin Lo Yafin, and that rather, the reason why we don't learn that after Nalachas of Kayin is because the Malach Kayin Shekain Lav She'inash of Bakoyle. Because the violations of a Kayin are not so severe. Why not? Well, because they're not universal violations. They only apply to Kayhanim. So yes, by a Kayin, even though he has a Leisei Basei, okay, it's not so intense, not so severe, it doesn't apply to every Jewish person. That's why a positive commandment could override that. But Kalatarakula, you wouldn't say Aseid Bechaleisei Basei. So therefore it says, the Tana of the second Braisa, Nozmi Kayin Namel Lo Yalef. So that's why I say that you only know the halacha of Mitzrayim overriding the Leisei and Basei of Nazir from Reisha, not from Zekanei of the Kayin, because you can't learn Nazir from Kayin either. Shekin Lav, Shein Hashem Bekayel. Because yes, you know why the positive commandment of Mitzrayim could override from Zekanei the negative and positive commandment of a Kayin, even though it's a Leisei Basei, is because Kayin is not such a severe Isser. It's not a universal Isser. It applies only to Kahanim. Now, but who said that the Asei of Mitzrayim would override even the Leisei Basei of Nazir, which is a Lav Hashav Bakal? Every single Jewish person could be a Nazir. That's why he says, I need to have Reisha to teach you that the same halacha of being Deicha Leisei Basei applies even by a Nazir. That's why I learned Reisha from. Now, the Gemara asks, if so, then Umanda Mukim Lahai Reisha Benazir. So then according to the Tana of the second Braisa that learns that the term Reisha comes to teach you that Mitzur could be doiche even the halachas of Nazir, which is Lisa Basay, so the question is the other way. Loma li zakonik. So then why do I need to have zakonik to teach you that the positive commandment of Mitzur could override the Lisa Basay of Kayin if you already know that from the term Reishai? Now, the Rush points out the Gemara could have answered that just like you can't learn out Nazir from Kayin, so too you can't learn out Kayin from Nazir. And the reason being, as we'll see shortly, the reason being is there's leniencies that apply to Nazir, making his Isurim not so severe, because what's called Shekin Yeshna B'She'ela. You can ask, you go to Chacham and be Matur your Naziris, and therefore it's not such a severe Isur. Just that the Gemara wanted to give even a better answer. So, but that's the Gemara's question, is if you really know Aseh D'Chalois of Aseh, even by Nazir, from the term Reisha, according to Tana second Brisa, why do you need Zekanai to tell you Aseh D'Chalois of Aseh of Kohanim? So the Gemara says, you're right. Maybe, let's say, even if we'd say that you could learn that Kayin from Nazir, but there is a certain halacha that we're learning from Zekanai we would not know from Reisha. Because Mibayali, look at the Tanya, we need it as we learned in the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Zekanai matam alema. What does Zekanai by Mitzur coming to include? We already said you have to cut off all the body here. Why specify also the beard? So, Lafish Nem, because it says in the Pasuk, by Kehanim ufa'as zekon m'lo yigalechu, they shouldn't cut off the corners of their beard. So Yochalav Koyim Mitzur, and you would think, and as we mentioned this Brisa before, you would think that the same thing would apply, that even if this Koyim is a Mitzur, that he can't cut off the corners of his beard. Tamalem is Zekanai. So that's what the Pasuk teaches from Zekanai. Again, as we said this, that this is what's being learned out from Zekanai, which still doesn't answer the question yet, why do you need Zekanai to teach you that, if you already know Aseh D'Chalei Sebasei from Reishai by Nazir? But there's another point. Umanolan de Bitar, how do you know that the Mitzvah's mitzvah of cutting off all his body here is with a razor to say that the mitzvah of Mitzvah cutting is here has to be overriding? Yes, we're learning from Zekanai that it overrides, that it has to be considered overriding the negative and positive commandment of a Kayin not to cut off the corners of his beard, where that halacha is only with a razor, not just shaving off, it's with a razor. Now, who said that a Mitzvah's mitzvah is with a razor? If he's not with a razor, if he could cut up all his body here without a razor, then he's not violating the prohibition of cutting off the corners of the beard. You could cut off the hairs on the beard, you just can't do it with a razor. So that's the time, like we learned the Brisa. Uva'az ekonim lo yigalechu, so it says that the Kohanim are not allowed to cut off the corners of their beard. Now, yachalav kilcho b'misparayim yechayiv, you would think that a Kohen, which is similar to the Isser of every single Jewish person, would be violating this Isser of cutting off the corners of their beard, even if they do it with scissors, because it says, lo yigalecha, they're not to shave it off. So that would same thing apply if you're using a scissor. Tamalim ebele sashchis. That's what the Pasuk teaches, that it says, no, you're not allowed to destroy. And cutting with scissors is not destroying. It's only by something like a razor that gets to the root that destroys it. Now, ilay sashkes, and if it only said that you'll destroy the corners of the beard, yochel likten b'malke d'verhidna yichayv, you would think the same would apply to, let's say, these certain carpenter tools that also you could take and put over your cheeks and your chin and would also be destroying the roots of the hair. You would think that you would be liable. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches that we mentioned before, ufa'asa kanam lo yigalechu. They're not allowed to cut off the corners of the beard. That's with a giluach, which what do you normally use for hair cutting, which doesn't apply to these tools. So rather, there's two variables. So ezo giluach shish bashcha, so what's considered a hair cutting that also is destroying the roots? Havai mezetar, that tells you that's a reference to a razor, where you're only liable for hashchasa zakan of destroying the beard, only if a razor is being used. Now, from the fact that, and this is what the Gemara is answering for the Tana of the second Brisa, from the fact that we needed zekanai, that it says that you're allowed to cut off, the Mitzvah is allowed to cut off the corners of his beard, that to tell you that even if he's a Kayin, which will be overriding a negative prohibition and a positive commandment, obviously the Mitzvah only could cut off his hair with a razor. Because if you could cut off without a razor, then it wouldn't be deich, as we said from Rish Lakish before. If you could do a positive commandment without violating a negative prohibition, you're not allowed to. Now, from Nazir, where it says Reishai, there we wouldn't know that the Mitzvah's haircutting has to be with a razor, because as the Rashi explains, maybe that he holds like the Tana that's brought in Paragimel Minim, that the Isser of Loyaver, that a Nazir is not allowed to cut the hair on his head, is L'Rabbis Kol Mavir. You're not allowed to take off the hair on your head in any which way, not just with a razor. So from Reishai by Nazir, that yes, from there we know Asay de Chalese Vasay, maybe let's say we would say that Kain could be learned out from Nazir, which the Rosh says, even that's not necessarily the case. But let's say you could learn out Kain from Nazir, that we know that it would be Deicha the Loise Basay of a Kain, of cutting the corners of his beard, that we would know from Reishai by Nazir. But what we wouldn't know, and that's why you need to say Zekanai, is we wouldn't know necessarily that the hair cutting of the Mitzari has to be done with a razor. Because the fact that the Mitzari would be violating by cutting off his hair, the Isser and the essay of Nazir, could be that's even just using scissors. We can all do any hair cutting if you're Nazir. But by the, if you're telling me that Zakon is coming to override the Loisev Asay of Kayin, must be that the hair cutting of the Mitzari is being done with a razor. Because the Isra of the Loisev Asay of Kayin of cutting the corners of his beard is only with a razor. Has to be Giluch Shesh Parash Chasa. Oh, if you tell me Zakon of the Mitzari, the positive command is coming to override that Loisev Asay, must be that the hair cutting of the Mitzari is being done with a razor. And that's why we need Zakon to tell you actually that halacha, that the Mitzari's hair cutting is done with a razor. Now the Gemara continues asking, according to the Tanna, the first brisa, Uman de Mapigle Lahai Roisha Lalav Greda, that he says the extra word Roisha comes to include, that Mitzaira could override just a negative prohibition, meaning that of cutting off the payas. So the question is, Lomeli Lemichtev Roisha, Volomeli Lemichtev Zekanai. Why does the Pasuk have to say two inclusions of Roisha and Zekanai, where really it should just say Zekanai? Why? Because that would be mashma, that would seem to include that whether this mitzayra is a non-kain, or regular Yisrael, where lemitchilav greida, that would tell you that he could override just a negative prohibition, where this applies to every single Jewish person, there's a negative prohibition of cutting his beard and cutting his payas. Umashma, it would also be understood from zekane, the isra of cutting off the beard, would be including even a kayan, because it doesn't differentiate, it just says the mitzvah could cut off the corners of his beard. Where lemitri loisasei vasei, which that would tell you that it could override even the negative prohibition and the positive commandment. Now, hilchach shakal, so therefore, seemingly they're both equal, the yivayush name, and you would learn out both that a mitzvah could be deicha a loisasei, and that a mitzvah, the positive commandment, could be deicha loisasei vasei, could both be learned out from the term of zekanai, because zekanai says you could cut the corners of your beard. Now, if you're a Yisrael, that's just a Leis Asay. If you're a Kain, it's a Leis Asay. Now, it doesn't say who Zekanai applies to. So, seemingly, it applies to both. If it does, so you already know both halachas from this one term of Zekanai, so then don't say Reishai. If all you're learning from Reishai is that it could be Deicha, just a Leis Asay, which is the cutting of the payas, I don't need that. I already know from Zekanai that the Asay could be Deicha Leis Asay, which, yes, you have negative prohibition of cutting the corners of the beard, and you have negative prohibition of cutting the corners of the hair on the head. Now, as to this, that the Gemara answers that actually that no, that you do need to have both terms, that of Reishai and that of Zekanai, where, again, although we said that we thought that you need to have Reishai to say, Asay Deicha Loisasei, and then Zekanai teaches you Asay Deicha Loisasei Basay. The Gemara's question was why? You could learn them both from Zekanai, where similarly from the fact that it doesn't differentiate, it teaches both. And then the Gemara says, no, that we need to have both the term of Reishai and Zekanai to teach you the different halachas of Kayin and of Nazir, whereas Tesis goes through an explanation and defines, where although we're going according to the Mandama of the first Tana, the first Brisa, and yes, according to Tesis it comes out seemingly that you really don't need, although the Tana of the first Brisa says that Rosh is coming to tell you, I say just Deicha Lois I say, with that you would know from the Zekane, which tells you even I say Deicha Lois I say, he holds you right, you would know I say Deicha Lois I say, but if you would learn that from there, but then you wouldn't know that the halachas that apply to Kain apply to that of Nazir, as the Gemara is going to illustrate right now. So then therefore Reishai would be telling you the halachas of Nazir, which that you wouldn't know from Zekanai, which applies only to Kain, and also Zekanai of a Kain, if you have Reishai telling you Asay Dechalei Sabasei by Nazir, you wouldn't know Kain either from Nazir, right? So although the time the first Brisa says that it's telling you Asay Dechalei Sabasei, it's only as the Rosh had previously explained, because, as we explained in Amud Aleph, it's just because he doesn't know Asay Deicha Loisasei from just Gedilim Taslach. So you only know it from Reishai, but yes, technically you could know it then from Zekanai, but you would still need to have Reishai, as the Gemara is going to explain, because you would need it to tell you then Asay Dechaliz Abasay of the halachas of Nazir. And now that's the premise that the Gemara is coming to answer. Now, the halachas of Reisha, which tell you Nazir Asay Dechaliz Abasay, and the Pasuk of Zikane, teaching you by Kain Asay Dechaliz Abasay, cannot be learned from each other. And that's why you need to have both Sukkim. As the Gemara explains, Kain and Nazir Loyalov, the halachas of Kain cannot be learned out from the halachas of Nazir, which is what we're using Reisha for. Again, even according to the first Bryce, as we just explained from Taisus, because maybe the positive commandment of Mitzrayim cutting off all his body here could override even the Leis of Asay, maybe only by Nazir, because it's more lenient in the fact that he can request that his Naziris be voided, and they could do that by going to a Chacham. Now, so therefore, you need to have a special limud of Zekane to teach you Kain. Moreover, Nazir be Kain Loyal, if you can't learn out the halachas of Asay Dech Leis of Asay of Nazir from the Pasuk of Zekane, which teach you by Kain, Shekin Lav Shein Shabbaka. Because maybe only by Kain it's more lenient from the fact that it's not universally Yisurim. It only applies to Kahanim, not to non-Kahanim. So therefore, you need to have both Reishai and Zekanah. Now, Uba'alma, lo yalfi namanai, and in general, we don't learn that. Asay doich aloysay va'asay from them, from both Nazir and from Kain, where we are seemingly having by Mitzayra, from both Reishai and from Zekanah, teaching you asay doich aloysay va'asay, is Mishum the Ikala Mifrach Kunamar, because we could refute, as we just said before, because, for example, by Kain, because it's a Lav Shenesh of Bakail, and by Nazir, because Shekin Yeshna B'She'ela. And therefore, we don't learn out from these Limudim of Reisha and Zikanai, the halachas of Asay Doch Eloisei, but Asay in Kol Tarakula. So, although generally we say Asay, the positive commandment overrides Eloisei, negative prohibition, but it's not going to override Asay, will not override Eloisei ve Asay, only in the context of Mitzayra, both in regards to Nazir and in regards to a Kain. Now the Gemara continues with a related discussion. Amar Rav, Mekal Odom Kol Gufoy Betar. A person can lighten the load of his hair on his body by shaving off all the hair on his body with a razor. That's even by the hair of his underarms or by his pubic area. In other words, the Chiddush of Rav is that there's no violation of the Isra of Lo Yilbash Geber Simlas Isha, where generally it's forbidden for a man to do uniquely feminine things, which would obviously be wearing the garments of a woman. Now, generally, that type of body grooming would be that, and that we're saying that that doesn't violate that Isser. Now, however, the Rush points out, obviously, he didn't mean that you could cut off all the hair on your body, because you can't cut off the hair of your, you can't cut off the corner of the beards and the corner of the heads. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about all the other body hair. A man is allowed to shave off with a razor. Now, that may be the Gemara from the following Brisa. Brisa says clearly, if a man removes the hair of his underarms or the hair of his pubic area, he gets lashes. So you see clearly that there is a violation of Layilbash Gebesim Las Isha. And that the Gemara answer is no. Ha bitar. Bryce was talking about when you use a razor. So that's going to totally take off all the hair. That's going to be like a woman. That's Layilbash. Ha bimisparayim. Rav was talking about when you use scissors, when you take off with scissors, that's not a violation. I thought the Gemara asked, but Rav Nami Bitar Kama, but Rav used the word razor. You see, he was told about a razor. But the Gemara answers, no, Ke'ein Ta'ar. Rav was told about that if you take scissors and you go close to the skin, similar to a razor, that's permitted, but a razor itself, that is a violation of Lo Yilbash, like the Brisa said. Now, Amr B'chi Bar Abba Amr B'yechan, and he says, however, Hamavar Beis HaShechu Beis HaErva, if someone removes the hair of the underarm or the place of the Erva, Loika, he will get lashes. On that, the Gemara asks Meis, we learned in the Braisa, Havar Seir Einim Edivri Torah. Removing the hair on the body is not biblical. Elim Edivri Seifrim, it's only rabbinic Isser. So how does Rabbi Yechanan say that you get lashes, which is only for biblical violations? So therefore, that's difficult according to Rabbi Yechanan. Now, the Rush points out that obviously the Gemara could have asked and contradicted the two Braises on each other and given the same answer that we're going to give. But either way, it answers the contradiction of the Braises, and it also answers the difficulty on Rabbi Yechanan from this Braisa. My loika nami dekama. You're right. What are the lashes that Rabbi Yechanan meant when he said that a man gets lashes for cutting off the hair of his underarm or of his pubic area? That is midrabbanan. That is going to be considered a rabbinic violation. So Rav says it's permitted. And again, as we answered, that means to say permitted only if he's not using a razor. But if you use a razor, then you're going to get lashes. And that we say, oh, but there's another brisa that says that you don't get lashes, only rabbinic. And that we answer the two brises, and we also answer Rabbi Yechanan that you're right, biblically you're not going to get lashes, but it's rabbinically that you get lashes, and that's what Rabbi Yechanan said, that if he removes the hair of his Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva, that you get lashes, midrabbanan.